This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Protesters gathered in Denver last night in response to a Kentucky grand jury's decision in the case of the officers who fired their guns in Breonna Taylor's apartment and killed her in March. Denverite's Esteban Hernandez was there.
So I'm standing outside the federal courthouse in downtown Denver, and there's more than 200 people here who marched here from the Capitol. They're calling for justice for Breonna Taylor, a black woman who was fatally shot by police in Louisville. One of the officers involved was charged, but not for Taylor's fatal shooting. The protest here has been totally peaceful. There's just been a lot of marching, a lot of chanting, a lot of energy.
Denverite's Esteban Hernandez. A woman has minor injuries after a driver hit her in front of the state capitol during that protest last night. Demonstrators stopped and surrounded the car after it approached a small crowd in the street. The driver then accelerated. Denver police say they took a man into custody. It's at least the third time this year a driver has struck someone during a protest in the Denver area. New unemployment claims in Colorado stayed steady last week. State labor officials say about 5,000 initial claims for unemployment benefits were filed. That's about the same as the previous week. Manufacturing was the hardest hit industry last week, but retail and healthcare and restaurant services remain the most affected by the coronavirus. Colorado weather's mostly sunny. Highs in the 90s around Denver today, 80s in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.